You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an audio excursion into the music of the harp from around the world. This hour, we'll be hearing pieces performed on the dynamic and versatile pedal harp. This is the instrument that most people visualize when you say the word harp. Pedal harps are just as much a work of art as they are a musical instrument, with construction of a single instrument sometimes taking several years. These instruments are a work of highly skilled artisans, from hand-carving the elaborate woodwork to painstakingly applying gold leaf to the metalsmiths that mill and precisely fit the internal and external mechanisms of these magnificent instruments. Pedal harpist Leslie McMichael was commissioned to write a solo harp score for the 1924 silent film Peter Pan. Happily, the recent Academy Award-winning silent film, The Artist, seems to have sparked renewed interest in silent films. Films that were made when the movie industry was in its infancy. Leslie recently toured with the film Peter Pan, performing her harp score live. These next three pieces are selections from that score. Just imagine yourself in a darkened theater. The screen flickers to life, and the only sound you hear is this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
In that last set, we heard from harpists who have composed music for and accompanied silent films on solo harp. The first three pieces were composed and performed by Leslie McMichael for the 1924 silent film Peter Pan. We heard Flying Theme, Learning to Fly, and Do You Believe? And we also heard from Elizabeth Jane Baldry, who coincidentally also composed a score for Peter Pan, and other silent films including Sunrise. In this set, she performed three pieces, Flower Duet, Autumn Leaves, and Choir de Nymph. From Italy, this is Asia Cunego performing a solo work for contemporary harp by Simeon ten Holt. Thank you. Based in the Montreal area, that was Valerie Milhaud, performing a piece by Alberto Ginastera entitled Milonga, from her CD Revelation. And starting that set was Italian harpist Assia Cunego performing an excerpt from the contemporary composer Simeon ten Holt, from her CD Canto Ostinato. A much beloved 19th century harpist, teacher, and composer, Henriette Renier, had to fight against prejudices inherent in her double situation as a woman and a harpist, but her talents gained her a prominent place in the music world. Her compositions have been described as somewhere between romanticism and the fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Valerie Milhaud from her CD Revelation, performing the Henriette Renier composition, Symphonic Peace in 3 episodes, mining the entire register of the instrument. Also in that set, we began with Javier de Maistre. His CD is Works for Harp, another Renier composition, Danse des Lutins, a tour de force of pedal harp changes. Toronto harpist Laurie Gemmell has released a recording of harp pieces written entirely by Canadian composers. This set of 4 pieces were written by Marjan Mozatik and is titled Songs of Nymphs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jemel from her recording Canadian Music for Harp. We heard the Marjan Mozatik composition Songs of Nymphs. A playlist and a podcast of today's show can be had by visiting our website at krvs.org. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Classic track by Vangelis from his score for the film Antarctica. Just one of the unusual sounds you'll hear every week on Hearts of Space. I'm Stephen Hill. Join me for an uninterrupted hour of ambient space and contemplative music from around the world and across the centuries on Hearts of Space.
Wednesday night at 11 on KRVS.
Greetings. I'm Jake Hebert.
And I'm Adam Chouard. Join us every Friday at midnight for the Sound Club radio program.
Your home for left field pop gems from today to yesteryear.
Here on 88.7 FM KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.